It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold. Partner Jet Corp, PJT on the TSX Venture. This is a true microcap company. They traded around 29 and a half cents. Their market cap is 2.7 million. That's a pittance. So what does the company do? PartnerJet carries on the business of a full-service flight management and aircraft sales company capable of operating a wide range of corporate aircraft. The company's revenue is generated through aircraft management contracts, charter and sub-charter activities, and aircraft maintenance contracts. The shares, after performing quite well, have taken a hit lately. Well, this is because the company came out with Q2 results. It saw a decrease in revenue of 11% to 3.7 million. But net income fell 46% to just under 80,000 compared to 130,000 in the same period last year. Adjusted EBITDA fell 53% to 90,000 in the quarter from just under 200,000 in the same period last year. So let's look at the valuations. That's how we look at a business. Its trailing valuations are actually low. The company has a PE or price to earnings over the last 12 months of about 5.6. And its price to EBITDA is 3.9, 3.8 in that range. If the company can grow, these are very low multiples. However, as we saw in the last quarter, it was not growing. The balance sheet is very healthy, a net cash position, little to no debt. Our take on this, though, PartnerJet has seen falling revenues and earnings over the last year. While it has a healthy and highly liquid balance sheet, the company doesn't describe any specific plans going forward in their MD&A, and is making only general statements in terms of marketing and expansion. So there is no real outlook for growth on this company right now or concrete plan that we see in place that they are conveying to the public markets. We also note that the company has done over 2.5 million in related party transactions or business with members of the board of directors, shareholders, and enterprises which are controlled by these individuals. We see that in their financial statements. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with a related party transaction, but they do raise the specter of conflicts of interest. So this is something to watch. And that was just over the first 6 months of this year. The volatility of stock with no sign of settling has no sign of settling in the near-term future. Combine this with declining revenues and earnings raises red flags as far as fitting into our investment criteria. We would not buy PartnerJet at this stage. It just doesn't make our criteria.